Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts, played his college ball at Minnesota, and is now an author. His new book, available at ben-utech.com, Continuing My Days as My Mind Slips Away. Ben Utech joins Chad Joinlow on 95.7 The Game. Ben, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know, you've been diagnosed, Ben, with traumatic brain injury, suffering from at least 5 documented concussions during your playing days. How are you feeling today, and what is the biggest obstacle you face in your day-to-day life?
Well, thanks for that question. I mean, today is actually is a good time, and this last year, this is a big part of the whole story in the book, is that this last year I partook in a 100-hour intensive brain training program designed to really help my short and long-term memory issues, and the results were just phenomenal. And so this last year has been an exciting time, you know, for me, just kind of coming out of, what I can describe as a mental fog and having some issues with memory. So I'm excited for that.
Now, Ben, your book in many ways is a love letter to your wife and daughters. Was the motivation here to put a collection of your memories together so that they would never be lost?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the book. You know, a few years ago, I was asked by the NFL Players Association to testify at a congressional hearing, and so I told a vulnerable story about the reality of my fears. That story also included the song that I wrote for my wife and daughters, "You Will Always Be My Girls," and the first line of that song says, "I'm in here counting the days while my mind is slipping away," which is the title of the book. And that really, I think, led to the book being kind of that final opportunity for me to just write that story for them and also have an advocacy platform to emotionally connect people to how important their brains are.
Super Bowl champ, former NFL tight end Ben Utech joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. So, Ben, take us through it. When did you realize that there was an issue? Do you just wake up some morning and think, you know what, something isn't right? Is it a gradual process? How did this happen?
Well, I realized something was different about this injury after my fourth concussion, which resulted in a diagnosis of amnesia. And it's the first time that that memory loss followed a concussion. And, it's a really eerie feeling to watch video footage of the hit. And as I go limp on the ground and regain consciousness and get up and talk to players and run off to the sidelines and talk with coaches, and yet I really remember nothing from that game. I mean, the hit happened early in the first quarter, and I don't really remember much of anything until after the game, and I had to actually stay with a teammate that night just to make sure that I was okay. And so it was, that was really when the red flags started to go up for my wife and I, in realizing that, you know, the effects of concussion can be much, you know, very serious.
Ben, hey, you know, it's Lowe Neal here. You know, I played the position of fullbacks, and, you know, yep, that's all I did is lead with my head. What was some, mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know when you're losing memory? What are some of the signs now? And did you know, I mean, how much is deal with just with getting older, how much you associate with football and how much you're not?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I are pretty, we're very careful to just, you know, attach, memory loss to concussions. You know, I mean, obviously as humans, we can be all forgetful at times. So really it's kind of the process of, it's a situational thing where, typically, if everybody at the table remembers something and I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, that's kind of a red flag for us. And those types of situations, unfortunately, you know, happen regarding my past. You know, one example that I write about in the book is sitting across from one of my really close friends, teammates from college and talking about wedding stories, and I interrupted the conversation just saying, "Hey, Matt, you know, why wasn't I at your wedding? You know, I wasn't in training camp." And the table just got real quiet, and his wife went and got their photo album, and page after page, there I was as a groomsman, a singer in their wedding, and no matter how many times I looked at the pictures, it's just not there. I can't tell you anything about that experience. And, so situations like that have been what has affected me.
Ben, with the movement of parents and young children to kind of steer them away to an extent from football and maybe into other sports or activities like soccer, what do you think the National Football League is going to look like in 25 years?
Well, I think we're going to keep making strides. I think over the last 2 years, the new rules and protocols that are in place are definitely putting an emphasis on brain health. And I think if we keep making those decisions, I think the game will be able to continue and be alive and well. And, you know, at a youth level, we're making a lot of strides too. All 50 states have legislation, concussion legislation now. And especially in California, where there's been an incredible resurgence of competitive flag football league. So I think there's an opportunity to provide kids with a non-contact football option during those younger ages, so that as they get ready to transition into high school, maybe that's when parents could consider putting their kids into contact football.
You can check out his website, ben-utecht.com. U-T-E-C-H-T is how you spell his last name. His new book, Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away. And, of course, Ben, I want to let everyone know it's not just about what you're dealing with the concussions, but also you share stories about your time with Coach Dungy. You've got some Peyton Manning stories from your playing days. So the book, we encourage all of you to go out and get it. And, Ben, we really appreciate you taking time to join us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.